Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Supervisors.
Here we go.
All right. Item number 9.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting permission for Milwaukee County to be added to the State of Wisconsin Department of Health Services Medicaid State Plan Amendment for Community Recovery Services.
Good morning. Mr. Colon, if you could please introduce the young lady sitting to your left.
We have Susan Gottich, who works in BHD, in your title.
I'm the Director of the Community Services Branch.
Very good.
Thank you. Just very briefly, and both Paula and Sue would give a brief overview of the project, but this just allows us to be added to the state plan. It doesn't, it's not a resolution that would allow us to move forward to actually administer the program, so there's no financial risk to the county at this point. If we move forward with this program, once we get more details from the state on the actual plan, this would be very exciting. It'll provide an array of services that are not currently provided in our continuum, so it's something that would be very exciting for the county and also allow us the ability to draw down some additional Title 19 dollars. So I'll allow Paula to give some remarks.
I guess we couldn't have a better warm-up act than Mr. Hankin. This is a program that we think will add tremendously to our continuum of service. This gives us an opportunity to enhance our services, also gives us some enhanced funding, and allows many of the things that we had hoped we would be able to achieve by 1915I to be achieved. 1915I, as we say in the report, offered great hope. Changes under the Affordable Care Act sort of caused some diminishment of that hope, but we believe this is an opportunity that achieves those same things. Geographical caps, nobody from outside of the county can come, gives us some real opportunities to do the do the work that we'd like to do. Again, Director Colon said, this is really just a request to get us on the list. If we miss this opportunity to be on the list, we'll have to wait for the state to again approach the feds for a state plan amendment. Could be years before they do that, and we'd like to be at least at the opportunity to review what comes back from the federal government and see if this program works for us. So we have great hope again that this is a program that could be very helpful to us, and we also but we're again not cautiously moving forward and only asking at this time to be on the list of people that might be interested. Sue can give you some perhaps additional information about what the program would actually do if it were to come back the way we think it will.
Very good. Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. This respective program is falling under the state plan amendment for a benchmark plan in which it targets specific Medicaid enrollees to receive a certain types of services that are available to them based on their eligibility within Medicaid. So it's a strict criteria for enrollment within the program itself. You know, clients have to have a severe and persistent mental illness or psychiatric or psychotic disorder. They have to be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. You know, meet a functioning eligibility criteria, and then also be willing to participate in the program. It is a voluntary program. It is not like the other psychosocial rehab benefit that the county currently delivers, which is a CSP or a community support program, in which a client could be involuntarily or court-ordered to participate in the program. So even though when you see in the report the high number of eligible individuals, all it does is match up the current number of clients that are currently participating in our services based on the Medicaid criteria for eligibility. A client actually volunteers for participation in the program. I think probably one of the greater benefits of the program is it moves our system from a system of sustaining care to a recovery-oriented system of care. This is helping clients move towards a path of recovery, which is in alignment with the recommendations from the Redesign Task Force. I think one of the last things that's a benefit of the program is it truly does take into consideration the types of services that clients and our providers have asked for, and that is supported employment, which is competitive employment. It is an evidence-based model in which there is fidelity behind the type of employment approach that is being taken. It also provides services for community living support services, which moves an individual towards independence, and it uses peers as providers.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is another version of a program that I did not like at all. And I'm glad Milwaukee County did not go down that road. And that's 1959.
That is correct.
And now, Ms. Lucy, this program that you just stated, Madam, sounds very good. But are we going to make this into an entitlement program? Because even though you stated about the boundaries, and you remember when Milwaukee County had GAMP program.
I do.
And when we had other programs, people from other parts of the state of Wisconsin would flock to Milwaukee County and put more bearing on Milwaukee County taxpayers. With this program, since you are asking to just apply to it and be a part of it, when it comes back and it shows that entitlement, can we opt out of this program?
Supervisor, if I could answer, Madam Chair, sorry. There's a couple of questions in your question. Mm-hmm. First off, to answer your last question first, we are only asking to be on the list. When we get back, what comes back from the federal government, and we begin to again take a look at what does it mean for us, then yes, we're not obligated. We're only indicating our interest, and I think it's important for us to indicate our interest. Because then if we are interested, we can be part of it. Otherwise, we'll have to wait for probably a couple of years to get interest. That's number one. Number two, I think that another significant difference that we didn't mention is that in order to be on this program, you must be a co-participating in another program. And there's some pushback to say, no, you don't, but I think that's going to be our approach. So that a person that will be in our CSP or in our TCM will be the people that we'll be looking for this program. So that's another break, if you will, for that somebody who can't jump from Racine and say, hey, I'd like to use Milwaukee County to do this. So I think that there's some safeguards that are being put in place from this application. The state recognized some of the concerns that we had before, and I think this recognizes some of those barriers and helps us to achieve some of the good things we want to achieve without some of the concerns that arose the last time. But going back to your last question, we are only asking permission to indicate our interest to the state. We are not obligating ourselves to the state in any way, shape, or form.
And this is not an entitlement program.
Sue.
All psychosocial rehab benefits are entitlement programs, but the one thing that is critical about this respective program, it is a voluntary program in which the clients have to meet that strict, criteria in order to be eligible for the services that are available, and it is a voluntary program. So a client may wish to participate in the program or may opt out. So.
Thank you, Madam Chair, but even though when she said the number is high, that 7,000 people are already qualified against this program, they will most often.
The 7,000 figure that is in there is the number of individuals who are currently receiving services in the community who are involved in the Behavioral Health Division for mental health and or substance use disorder treatment. Thus, the number of individuals that we currently serve on a daily basis. The number of eligible individuals that were determined potentially eligible for CRS was 1,760, and that is just meeting the criteria for that program.
So they meet all the criteria and also part of a partnership?
They are currently participating in services in which the individual, as Administrator Lucy had mentioned, they currently have to be co-participating in a service. If a client by chance would self-direct, they would be connected with a recovery support coordinator. This is a Medicaid program in which it's a county benefit that's being delivered. So there's a tremendous amount of documentation that has to occur. And, we would ensure and we would need to ensure that the individual is not only appropriately progressing through the program, but that the documentation supports the respective services in which they're requesting assistance with.
I do understand that you are trying to draw down more Medicaid dollars. Mm-hmm. But my concern is when those dollars tends to dry up once we get into this program, and since it's an entitlement, mm-hmm. I'm looking at people just come down in say 30 days and get in the program, and that bucket starts filling up, and the taxpayers are going to pay for it.
Well, If I can
so it's only funded by Medicaid, not no county tax dollars? Will that be it?
This is a carve-out from the client's HMO, so it falls under the same type of match criteria that the community support program does, in which there is a 60-40 split for benefit. But the one thing to keep in mind is that, especially with the community living support services benefit, the county is paying 100% of that right now, 100% of that. So this at least provides us an opportunity for a drawdown of close to 60% of that benefit.
But it's not a trauma, though.
It is, because basically what it is it's an eligible service that that Medicaid would be entitled to pay,
right,
because the client meets that criteria for Medicaid participation.
Okay.
So the state, well, through the state, the federal government would have to reimburse Milwaukee County for 60% of the service that we're providing as if a client, for example, is in one of our CBRFs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I see Alex has joined us at the table. What would you like to add to the discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor May, I just wanted to mention, since I was here also when we had the other discussion, and I remember your financial concerns, that we are talking to the state, and there's a letter included here to establish a risk reserve, much like family care. The CMO has a risk reserve to try and mitigate the financial risk due to the entitlement nature of this program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we're proactively looking at, so that you can rest easy at night that this won't be a financial burden for the county. I think it has a lot of financial benefits.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How critical is the permission to do that risk reserve, do you think, to continuing or into your recommendation to continue on with this program?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I think it really depends on what we see coming back from the feds. And so I think we're sort of looking at this as a parallel process. Again, we're not obligated to anything. We're just raising our hand to say we're interested. And I think that's really a question for the second phase. But we're working ahead on the reserve letter. Does that answer your questions?
Okay, so you can't make the determination now, in other words, that we can't do this without a risk reserve,
right,
until you know exactly what the feds are going to...
Right.
Okay, all right.
Right. But we anticipate that we're working ahead to anticipate that that would be something we'd like to have.
And we haven't gotten an answer back from the state yet on that?
No, no. It appears that there's some how the state interprets some regulations, and how our staff and... interprets those seem to be a little bit cross purposes, so we need to have some corp counsel to corp counsel discussion and whatnot.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other comments or questions from committee members? Seeing none, I do have a card from Barbara Becker from Disability Rights Wisconsin. Would you like to speak on the matter? Good morning, Ms. Becker.
Chairman Weston, members of the committee.
Warren. My name is Barbara Beckert, and I'm here on behalf of Disability Rights Wisconsin and also the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force, which is a coalition of 50 organizations who are on the front line serving people with mental illness. We just want to enthusiastically endorse the work that the Behavioral Health Division is doing here today and ask you, supervisors, for your support for what really, as you've been told, is just a first incremental step to giving Milwaukee County the opportunity to explore moving forward with this benefit. We feel that this benefit is exactly in alignment with the recommendations that we've heard from HSRI, from the Redesign Task Force, from the Community Advisory Board, for the kind of recovery-oriented, evidence-based services that people with mental illness in our community need to become ultimately more dependent and need less help from Milwaukee County. I respect the fiscal concerns that have been shared here. What I would say right now is that we already do have entitlements. CSP is an entitlement, and we've been successful in limiting just to a very limited number of people, those who benefit from it. But I would also point out the other entitlement we have is our psychiatric emergency room, PCS, and we have 14,000 people a year who come there. The only way that we're going to reduce the number of people who come to that emergency room is if we invest in community services like this program. So I think ultimately this is going to be not only good for people, but it's going to be a smart fiscal move, and it's going to enable us to bring in federal revenue. So this is a precious opportunity. There aren't that many programs where you're going to be getting money from the federal government to help you move forward. So thank you for your consideration, and I hope very much that you'll join the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force and BHD in supporting this and enabling us to move forward with what should be a great opportunity for people with mental illness in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen?
Was there a motion to approve?
No, there is not.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
All right. Thank you very much. I have a motion for approval by Supervisor Bowen. Are there any other comments or questions from committee members? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much. Item number